always great to be with you. You might remember from my having been here before, we're going to take a little break right now. We've been listening very intently to these readings. We've been praying fervently together. We'll take a short break. We'll go back to more active listening, okay? Why did the New Yorker spray Pam all over his body every night before bed? Because his wife said, "You have to wake up oily." Okay, some of you are going to get that about 2 o'clock this afternoon. You think New Yorkers can't get along? I just saw two strangers share a cab. One took the battery and the other took the radio. Just recently, a multi-year project to renovate and restore London's historic landmark Big Ben was completed. They had men working around the clock. I went to London the other day and was mugged in broad daylight at the train station. Naturally, I burst into tears, and then a policeman came up to me and said, "I'm fining you £10. "For crying out loud," I exclaimed. "Exactly," he said. "Wife, honey, what are you giving me for our 25th wedding anniversary?" "Husband, a trip to Paris." "Wow, that's incredible," she says. "But what will you give me for our 50th? The husband says, "I'll come back and pick you up." I tried to order 2 eggs for breakfast in Paris. The waiter just said, "One egg is an oof." Okay, study your French. What do you call a Roman with a cold? Julius Sneezer. Who the heck cares about learning the Roman numeral system? I, for one. Okay. Those were terrible, weren't they? It's so good to be back here. You know, I want to talk about cities today. That's why all those little stories, terrible stories about cities, okay? Because this reading from Isaiah this morning is the first reading of this new year for the church. I think the church wanted us to look at that. Why that reading as the first reading of the new year? That reading is from Isaiah, the prophet, who lived in the mid-700s BC. He was a great prophet. He was just a great writer. Victor Hugo, who wrote Les Miserables, says he was one of the 6th best writers in Western civilization. And spiritually, Isaiah is one of the most important books of the prophets. Jesus and his disciples quoted Isaiah regularly. Isaiah is kind of the Steven Spielberg of his time. He had a vivid imagination, and his opening chapters are a beautiful poetic description of the Messiah's coming. What's the future going to be like? Isaiah says the future is going to be like a city that is supersized, a city that is internationalized, a city that is harmonized. I'd like to talk about those three things today. Supersize it. The new world of the Messiah is centered on a city, but not New York, London, Paris, or even Rome. Isaiah's city is Jerusalem, but not Jerusalem as it existed in Isaiah's time. This is a supersized Jerusalem. It is higher in altitude. It is the mountain of the Lord's house, the highest mountain raised above the hills. Now, Jerusalem is kind of high. It's 2,500 feet, but it's nothing compared to Mount Hermon, which is 9,200 feet. When you put those two together, Jerusalem is just a pimple, but the new Jerusalem is the highest point. And it's not just the highest, it's the biggest. It's filled with people from all over the world. Many people shall come, Isaiah predicts. This will be an internationalized city. All nations shall stream toward it. In Hebrew, the word stream is hanar, a river. A river of people will flow to this new Jerusalem. And this river flows uphill because Jerusalem is the highest mountain. That's totally different from the Jerusalem that people knew, and totally different from the way nature works. These people will stream to the highest place, seeking the highest knowledge. Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, Isaiah says, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways. You know, when I hear of this river of people flowing to Jerusalem, I have an idea in my head of folks in all kinds of native dress, you know, in kimonos and dashikis and saris and parkas and kaftans and kilts and shorts and flip-flops and ugly Hawaiian shirts and horrible Christmas sweaters, a whole stream of people in turbans and cowboy hats, with veils and visors, speaking every language, with every skin color, eye color, hair color imaginable. It will be a massive international gathering where all will be eager to learn and to live God's way. That too is against our natural order. It's reversed. All those national divisions suddenly come together in this stream of people headed for the New Jerusalem. And there will be peace. There will be harmony in the New Jerusalem. No swords, they will be turned into plows to till the soil. No spears, they will be turned into implements to prune beautiful trees. There will be political harmony. Those are two words we never hear together in our time. Politics and harmony. That's not our current experience. In this new city, this great new Jerusalem, distrust and hatred will fade, fear and anxiety will wither. Nations shall no longer train for war, Isaiah predicts. This is a city that is supersized, internationalized, and harmonized. This is the new Jerusalem. For Isaiah, this Jerusalem was a vision, was a dream. For those of us who live after the time of the coming of Jesus, that is not the case. A supersized, internationalized, harmonized city is possible thanks to Jesus. It's not here yet. It's on the way. And that's why every year we need Advent, that time where we explore the already Jesus with us and the not yet. We haven't become fully the new Jerusalem. It's time every year for us to look at what needs to happen, not just in our big world, but in the little world of each of our lives. What needs to happen? Are we on the path to the new Jerusalem, God's great city? Are we inviting others to join us on that journey, eager to learn and to know God's ways? Are we bringing peace into this new Jerusalem, in our own little world, reconciling with all those around us? When we do these things, we make that new Jerusalem more possible for the rest of the world. May that be our goal this Advent, to help create the new city of Jerusalem, to supersize it, to internationalize it, to harmonize it.